I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, Jamie White.
I texted you. I texted you.
You did?
Yeah.
What did you text me?
What?
What did you text me?
I said, I overslept. I'm on my way.
Oh, my phone's over in the corner. It's charging. It's dead.
Okay, well.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I just wanted you to know I was alive and kicking.
Yeah. What happened?
I overslept. I'm leaving now.
Oh, leaving now. I overslept. Did you send it to Sean, too?
No, just you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm a bad source.
You're the worst source.
Am I not? Yeah. Although, I did answer your text yesterday.
Yeah, I was super excited about
that.
Yes.
Jamie posted some pictures of this storm, this Irma, which, by the way, didn't turn out as bad as they thought it would, for the most part, but it's still bad.
I feel bad for everybody because first they're going from the east coast of Florida, and you know you're evacuating to the west coast of Florida, and then it's sending the west coast, and now you're like,
You thought you got out of the way, and then once you get to, now it goes even further than that because once you got to the west coast of Florida, the biggest surge was on the east coast,
right?
Because if you went back, you got into the worst situation.
And then the middle was all screwed up, too.
Oh, my God, Irma.
And then people were waiting in those evacuation lines for, like, what, 4 hours?
A long time.
To try to get into those places,
nasty weekend in Florida.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Not a good day to go to the beach.
But it got me all weekend. I watched it all weekend. Like
did
a nut job. Yeah, like a total nut job.
You know what? I couldn't do it. I tried it a few times, but it was the same coverage over and over.
Okay.
And every quarter hour was the same. Did you notice?
I agree with it. So I had it on four different channels.
All right.
I would go from the weather channel, Jim Cantore, and he was like, he was in front of a hotel. Did you see him and his microphone got knocked out?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I did see that.
Yeah.
Those guys, you know, here's a funny one, too. Yesterday, I'm watching part of the storm coverage. Maybe it was even Saturday. But a guy is out in the rain, Jamie, and he's standing with his legs like this because he's bracing himself. And he's got the microphone with two hands. He's got goggles on. The wind and the rain is beating the crap out of this guy. And literally, I swear to God, as soon as the break went off,
don't even tell me,
the camera stayed on him. He gathered himself up, put the mic in one hand, took off the goggles, and walked over
and
sat down in a chair.
He was fine.
And sat down in a chair. He came out of, like, I don't know, Cav deep water and walked over to where it was completely dry.
Sat down.
It was dry.
He was fine.
And I'm like, dude, a fake job.
The camera's still on.
And then I saw, you might have seen this too. This was on the Weather Channel. A guy was out there doing a reporting job, and all of a sudden he goes, whoa. We have our first prawn down from a palm tree. We have our first, and he runs over like he's going to interview a prawn from this tree.
A palm.
Yeah. But I think it's called a prawn.
Isn't it a shrimp?
Well, yeah, that's a shrimp. But what's the leaf called? It's got a name.
Well, it's a palm tree. Palm frond.
It's a palmetto tree.
A frond. A frond. Yeah.
Frond. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So he runs over like he's going to interview this thing. And I'm like, dude, come on. If I'm the director of the Weather Channel, I'm like, look, you can overdo the hype.
You're right.
That people aren't going to buy it anymore because they're a little smarter these days with the media.
Right.
You but might want to back off
I
interviewing
agree with
a tree.
You really thought he was going to interview him?
No, it looked
so
that way.
What was it like to hit the ground?
He was in the middle of the report, and he yelled out, oh, my God, the first off of a palm tree. We got to check this. And he runs over there, and he leans over, and I thought he was going to interview this thing. I swear.
But I agree with you. The coverage was always the same. It was always the same. You can find better coverage on Facebook from people from their condos. I don't know why they didn't set up somebody in the condos. Because that was way better footage in downtown Miami and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and people that were there, but I guess they have to get approval or whatever.
I guess in the really severe areas, which are the pictures that you posted, have you ever seen these videos yet? You got to go to our Facebook page. Go to the BJ and Jamie page, because Jamie put up a couple of videos from friends, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That were
our
there.
Friend. He's our friend.
In Miami, yeah.
Yeah, it's
Vaughn. He was down in Miami. He was at a condo on the patio, and it looks like literally a river. It looks like something out of a movie.
It's crazy, isn't it? It's like the oceans downtown.
Yeah, it's like one of these movies that, you know, apocalypse, it takes out a whole city because of a tsunami. That's what it looks like.
And now, in the meantime, we've forgotten about all those little small islands in the Virgin Islands that are gone.
They're gone.
They're gone.
And, you know, here's the part with those things, which, you know, it's devastating for Florida, too. But in those islands like Barbados and St. Martin and places like that, all they have is tourism.
I know.
They make nothing.
And now it's gone.
They make nothing. They're not making the iPhone. You know, they make nothing there. It's all tourism, and everybody that lives on those islands work in tourism. And there's no tourists.
I saw that cruise ships are going there.
Already?
No, to pick up people.
Oh, pick up people.
Yeah.
To get them out of there.
Yeah, get them out of there and drop off supplies.
There's a great cruise ship story that I guess it started on Friday, where a boat was out, the Norwegian Escape or something, and it was out at ocean, so it had to get back to port, but it told everybody on the boat, and you got about, I don't know, 600, 1,200 people, and they told everybody on the boat, like, here's the deal. Storm's coming. If you want to get away from the storms, stay on the boat. We're going to go back out to sea. All food, booze, everything's free. Don't know when we will be back.
Yes!
Don't know when we're going to be back.
That's my kind of cruise.
Could be a week, could be longer. Don't know. But if you want to stay on the boat, the majority of people stayed on the boat.
I would have stayed. Wouldn't you have stayed?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, right.
I'd be like, all right, yeah. We're going back out in the ocean. Here we go. Yeah, they got everything for free.
Wow, that's a good one. I want to go on that boat. Sign me up for that boat.
Now, that's how you get good publicity, too.
Well, right.
That's good advertising.
Yeah. And that's why I think some of those cruise liners are going to help. Not because they really want to help the people, but because it's been so for the cruise industry.
Yeah.
It'll make them look better.
Yeah. They're heading down there to pick up people, though, to bring them back?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, is that people that are leaving the island for good? They're just done?
One of the islands that they're going to doesn't have any, it's wiped out. No electricity, no water, it's flattened. I forget which one that is.
I saw the population was like 2,200 people total.
Yeah, but it's flattened. I mean, it's just flattened. It's crazy.
Yeah, there's nothing there. That's the one where there's not even trees left.
Right, that's that one.
It's just leveled. It looks like a war zone. It looks like a bomb was dropped
Barbados
there.
Or whatever it's called. What's it called? Barbados?
Barbuda.
Barbuda. And you know what else?
I think that's right. Barbuda.
I think you're right. I've never even heard of that island until this happened.
No, I'd love to go there.
Barbuda?
Yeah, not today.
No,
but
no.
Someday,
I heard it's Barbuda. On sale. I heard it's on sale right now.
I'm sure you get some good property
there.
Plus, Richard Branson put out his wreckage list of what occurred on his island, so we'll get to that later.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess some of his buildings are missing.
They're just missing.
Yeah. What do you expect?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're missing.
I'm watching some of these people. They did a compilation of all the, I'll try to find it for Facebook, of all the reporters in the wind. Pretty funny. It's people just holding on to stuff,
those
reporting.
Goofy guys. They're out there fighting that wind and the rain.
I know, but I love that somebody tried to put together a compilation of everybody fighting the wind. I'll try to find it and put it on Facebook.
Crazy storm over the weekend down in Florida.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.